Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on a beautiful morning with the numbers from the CME Group in Chicago, where futures are trading mixed. The September corn is down 2.25 cents at $5.20 and a quarter. December at 4.88 and a half. That's up 3. And March corn futures now to $5.01, up 3 cents. May contract at 5.08 is up 2. And the July futures up 3.25 at 5.15 and a quarter. Next year's December contract in the corn pit at $5.18. It's up 2.25. The soft red in Chicago for the wheat at 6.59 and 3 quarters is 6 higher. December there at 6.70 and a half, up 5 cents for the day. Soybeans now $14.13 and a half, down 49 cents. September at 13.16 and a quarter, down 7 and 3 quarters. And November at $12.63, up 2 and 3 quarters. January futures 12.68, 3 cents higher. And the March contract at 12.67 and a quarter, up 3 cents. August bean meal futures down $20 at 4.67.80. And the bean oil trading at 44.23, down 55 cents. Live cattle futures for the day at 122.17 and a half, up 27 and a half. The August feeders at $153.70, a dime higher, and lean hogs at $98.50 this morning are down 67 and a half cents. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at these numbers and kind of discuss what's been happening in particular in the bean pit and the cash trade is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson from Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Jackie. Well, Jackie will be there in just a moment. In the meantime, we'll take a look at what the outside markets are doing at this hour. Crude oil futures trading the September contract at $106.75 a barrel are down 48 cents. The RBOB gasoline at $3.06 and 6 tenths of a cent is up 7 and a tenth of a cent. Ethanol futures at $2.34 and 3 tenths, 3 and 6 tenths of a cent lower. The RBOB gasoline to ethanol spread is now 72 and 2 tenths of a cent wide, and it keeps now widening out at 4.3 cents wider today than it was yesterday at the close. Natural gas at 376 and 4 tenths, up 2 and a tenth of a cent. And diesel fuel at $3 and a nickel and 4 tenths for the day is a penny and a half lower. Now Jackie's on the phone line. Hi, Jackie Vakes. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning. I guess we have technical difficulty.
Oh, that happens from time to time. You know, I think while we have technical difficulty, it looks like the soybeans are having a whole lot more technical difficulty than we are. That nearby contract now down 50 and a quarter cents, Jackie, that comes on the heels of a bad day yesterday. If you were on the wrong side of the market, it's probably a good day for many people, too.
Well, I think it is. You know, it follows a seasonal, a 15-year seasonal, that we go down at this particular time. You know, we are just ahead of option expiration. We are just ahead of first notice day for August. And I think it really highlights how quickly things can change when you look at, this is a 50% retracement of the April low to Monday's high, which is a July high. And in two sessions, we have retraced 50% of that move higher. So it certainly is easier to go down than it is to go up. We do have strong support at 1404, and I would expect that we will probably see this thing temper itself out and begin to move back. You know, the fact that we're headed into the end of the month and into first notice day certainly has an impact. I think, too, you know, I've heard talk that farmers have been selling, but I can't find any who've actually been selling. But we certainly have seen basis weakened, and we saw this in the July time frame. Just, you know, we'll weaken basis. We'll get guys really scared, and guys will begin to sell. Now we'll see if farmers actually do it or not.
Well, we talked about that in our first session this morning just a bit when we discussed this with Bill Gentry, and I asked him just that question, whether this was just enough to make farmers scared enough to move grain, soybeans in particular. You're telling me you haven't found any yet. Is that a good idea or a bad idea on their part, do you think?
To even to make a sale? Well, I think when you look at the fact that tell me what you're asking. Are you asking me if
I'm asking you. I'm asking you when the basis is broken for cash soybeans, should they make a sale?
I would say not. I think that as in the environment that we're in at this point in time, nothing's changed fundamentally in the bean market. The big things that we saw today was, you know, Oil World came out and said they thought there was going to be a drop in third quarter bean exports. The PMI for China was weaker. Therefore, you know, this gives everybody good, good fodder to be able to take profits. And you just see piling on. And basically, when you break some technical levels, that's what's going to happen. So I think you have to wait for things to settle down and then make non-emotional decisions. I mean, the reality is Decatur is still 80 cents over the September board. And so, that's not a bad place. So it does tell you that they still need beans. I don't think you should ever make big decisions on days like today.
All right. So, and it's also probably important to understand the difference between the old and the new crop at this point. November beans for the week are just down 11 cents from last Friday's close. But the August contract, that lead, is down, 85 and a quarter cents or something like that at this hour. So there's a big difference between those two contracts in 2 years.
Oh, that's exactly right. And We know that the August bean contract has been pushed higher and higher to try and get beans out of the countryside because of the need for them. And therefore, you know, they've been steadily gaining on the November. The November has support because we don't know what the resurvey for acreage is going to be. We have no idea what the USDA is going to do on yield, if they're going to change that on this next report. And so I look at this as, an August-November spread is a very popular spread. So I think that this is a great deal of spread unwinding. And when you see November had been up at 1270, it's back down at 1262 at the moment, I think it's beginning to slow down. And therefore, at some point in time, we'll see this thing get to mellow out and move back. But we may have to go all the way down to, we're at 1399 right now, or 1399.5. It's just a black box trading is basically what it is, you know. And when you have a very non-emotional thing like a black box that can pull the trigger when anything happens, this is when you see this type of action.
Yeah, we've lost 15 cents since we started our discussion.
Yeah, I know. I can't hardly believe it. I just said 1404 was support and it's gone.
Yeah,
There's no question about it. But,
Hey.
These are scary times from that standpoint, and I think this is the time that you take a step and you just take a deep breath and say, okay.
What are your producers, Jackie, telling you about their corn crop? What kind of assessment do they have as it makes its way through the pollination process?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd have to say that I probably hear more good than bad at this point in time. More people surprised. Certain areas, of course, you're going to see outstanding crops if things continue the way that they are. And, that doesn't change the fact that guys never got anything planted in parts of Iowa. I was surprised this morning there was a private out who estimated the average for the state of Iowa at 170 versus the 186, which is the five-year average. And I still felt 170 was pretty high. So you have to have some crops that are doing well compared to others. But, we're heading into the tasseling stage. We've got very, very good weather for that. And so if this weather is not really dangerous, In the next 2 weeks, we'll probably have the bulk of tasseling done, and then our next hurdle will be, of course, kernel fill. Now, if you go to the west, Todd, you're looking at an entirely different situation. I mean, the west is dry. They've been hot, and they're having a really, really, really tough time. So kernel fill is going to be a big issue for them because of the controls on water this year. Guys are doing everything to conserve water, but it's just that it's a real, real battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're fearful. They're going to run out of their quota before they actually can get a complete fill on that cob. So, everybody's got issues. The East Coast seems to be fairly happy, or the Eastern Belt seems to be fairly happy. The Western Belt is very unhappy.
Right.
And,
Okay.
And we'll tell the story.
We'll talk again this afternoon.
You bet.
Hey, thanks, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes is with Stuart Peterson. She joins us from her Champaign office. Actually, she's in West Bend today, but we'll be back shortly. So we'll talk with her during the closing market report this afternoon. As we talked, we lost 20 cents, by the way, in the bean pit, down 70 in the August at 1392.5. November beans, though, are just down a penny down a half at 1259.5. And December corn at this hour at 485.25, a quarter of a cent lower.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. More updates of the markets later in the day.